T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. At the Virgin Hotel San Francisco, Executive Chef Adrian Garcia. Chef, good to see you. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
It's a gorgeous day. Let's set the scene here. We're at the rooftop here at the Virgin Hotel, recently opened. Not a bad view. $1 billion view from here, right?
Rooftop has an amazing view.
Yeah, good cocktails too. I may have had a couple last night.
Hopefully not too many.
Well, I got out of bed okay this morning. Let's talk about your journey, Chef. Before we talk about the menu at the Commons Club and what's happening here at the Virgin Hotel, let's go back in time. So you grew up where, and who was cooking in the family growing up?
Grew up in a small town in California called Manteca. Yeah. My mother and my grandmother were definitely cooks, as well as on my dad's side. My grandmother there owned a farm, cooked on the farm with the grandma.
Yeah.
Did all that good stuff.
So there's some Mexican heritage. Is there some Irish heritage in there as well?
Yes, Mexican, Irish, and Filipino. Mom's half Filipino and Irish, dad's Mexican.
And how did that play out in terms of what was being served on the dinner table growing up?
Very diverse. Yeah. Eating at my dad's side of the family, very Oaxacan cuisine, very home cooking style, delicious. And with my mom's side, lots of Filipino food. Christmas time, we'd be rolling up lumpias and doing all the fun stuff.
You weren't having shepherd's pie tacos?
When we would go to grandma's house, yes, we would do that.
Who would you say was the biggest influence in terms of growing up? Mom, dad, grandma?
Definitely mom. Mom was, I spent a lot of time with her. She owned a catering company. We cooked a lot together. She brought a lot of the family together.
Yeah. And everyone has one dish that always takes you back home, makes you think of mama. What would that dish be?
Her pork adobo is amazing.
What was so good about it?
I request it for my birthday every time. Just the way she cooks it has the perfect amount of acidity, balance, yeah. Salt, garlic. It's beautiful.
So, mom, catering company, was that fire in your belly for all things culinaire? I mean, did you want to be a chef early on? How did you fall into it?
I actually didn't know I wanted to be a chef until my older sister said, hey, you should go to culinary school. At the time, I was taking biology and chemistry at a community college. Yeah. And I said, hey, why not? That's actually a really good idea. I've been cooking for so long already. I was 18 at the time.
Yeah.
And I think I started cooking when I was 13 with my family. And I said, okay, let's do it.
And you went to college where?
San Francisco, the California Culinary Academy.
Set the scene for us. What was the feeling, the beat, the pulse of the city like at that time?
Well, I've been to the city a couple times at that age, but moving into it was completely different. It was a whole new life.
At 18 years old?
Yeah, 18 years old, moved into a dorm room. It was a change from, the small town that I was from.
Yeah. Now, a lot of young chefs, the current generation, of course, they grew up with Top Chef, and many believe it's a fast track to a career. You just get on TV and that's how it happens. Not how it happens. So your generation, what was the takeaway for you going through culinary school?
At that time, I was just trying to get by. Luckily, the school loan was helping me pay for my rent. So if I wanted any extra cash, I needed to get a job. So the first thing I needed to do was get into a prep cook position. Sure. And that's your very first goal is to get into any kitchen you can get into and learn and apply the skills you're learning in school.
So that first kitchen, prep cook?
Believe it or not, the Cheesecake Factory. I worked there for almost a year during culinary school, and it's a beast back there. I'll tell you what.
Hey, not a lot of people know it, but it is one of the most successful and busiest restaurants in the city of San Francisco.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. How much cheesecake did you consume over those years?
Well, at that time, not that much, to be honest. I was, working my life away and, schooling myself away.
You ventured south for a little bit after college, Santa Barbara. Tell me about your journey there.
I got into for my externship program. I got into Moreau Restaurant in Santa Barbara. Spent about a year there, kind of touched fine dining a little bit, and went to San Diego for some other opportunities. I made my way around a few restaurants there as well, and ended up at a unique place called Addison Restaurant at the Grand Del Mar with Chef William Bradley.
and a restaurant that's made its mark in the region. You got to be part of that, right?
Absolutely. And Michelin just came out for San Diego, and they were awarded one star, which is amazing. So that's really cool.
So the allure of San Francisco, the 415, brought you back. What was the allure? What was the appeal to come back here?
Family. You know, everybody was up here. I spent a lot of time away, 6-7 years. And also in San Diego, there's a very much of a, at that time, a culinary scene.
Yeah.
I felt like I had did what I could do there, and I wanted to up my game and came down to San Francisco.
Boy, you did. Quince. Yeah. Oh, yeah. One Michelin star to three. Tell me about that journey, Chef, working at Quince, Chef Michael Tusk, to be in that kitchen and work there those 5 years. Share with me a little bit about that journey.
Before Quince, I was at Bennu, and that kind of laid the ground for me to get into Quince and have a better understanding of what I was trying to do. Bennu had received 2 stars the time I was there. I wanted to be on a team that got 3 and got an opportunity at Quince as a sous chef, and at that time they had 1. So, and I knew the chef de cuisine at the time.
Yeah.
Made my journey there, and we worked very diligently. It took about a year before I became executive sous chef.
Yeah.
Spent about 2 years as executive sous chef. On year 3, I became chef de cuisine. Had an amazing team, and we received the probably pinnacle of an accolade that a chef can receive is three stars for Michelin.
Take me to that day. The phone call comes. Where are you? What's happening? What's the reaction?
The phone call goes to Chef Tusk, right? So I'm on my way to work. I'm not quite sure if what's going to happen, you know? And then I send him a text and, hey, Chef, like, how's it going? Have you heard anything yet? Because at that time, they were making the phone calls. And he sent me 3 champagne bottles and then 3 stars. And I was by myself in my house and freaked out.
Yeah.
I'm like yelling, jumping, screaming. I'm texting, getting phone calls from everybody. And it was, you know, I won't say it was unexpected, but you never know.
Sure.
So the feeling was pretty overwhelming, to say the least.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And of course, only you guys in the heat of the kitchen really have a comprehension, a full comprehension of that journey and what it takes to get from 1 to 2 to 3. I mean, the difference is maybe subtle to the diner, but to you guys, it's quite a journey from each star to the next, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was relentless work, very rigorous. Lots of tasting, being creative. Chef Tusk is very creative. He had an amazing team along with the team that I had. We created, you know, magic.
Yeah. More magic here. Virgin Hotels, San Francisco, right here on 4th Street between Mission and Howard. Is that right?
Folsom and Howard.
Folsom and Howard. How could I forget Folsom Street? My favorite fare, and yours too, Chef, I know. Let's talk about the menu here, Commons Club. Let's talk about the name. And nod to the Commons, of course. The British Parliamentarians is where they hang out, the Commons.
Absolutely. A lot of what they want to do here, or what we want to do here, is pretty much give exclusivity for all. So,
yeah.
You know, we want the Commons Club to be somewhere where everybody feels like they're a VIP.
Sure. And you do. The minute you walk through the doors here at Virgin, there's a vibe. There's definitely a Virgin vibe. Before you took this gig, what were your thoughts when someone said, hey, this could be a good gig for you? What was your comprehension of what it would mean to be a chef working with a team at a Virgin hotel?
Just kind of following Virgin through time. They had the airlines here. Virgin is has a huge umbrella. But the reading about Richard Branson and how he likes to treat his employees is the same way I feel that I want to treat my team. A lot of chefs kind of get this stigma about you work in a restaurant and you're going to have to get yelled at by an angry chef, or you're going to have to get pushed around, or you know, the culture that this place brings was something that really attracted me to it.
Sure. I have to let you know, you are talking to the former Virgin Megastore DJ, the former voice of Virgin, right here, from 1996 to 1998. There goes the door. So let me ask you this. Commons Club, define the menu, describe the menu, and tell me what it's all about.
Sure. Commons Club is basically, we kind of want it to be, say, refined dining. We take California ingredients and basically create California cuisine with it. With the experience that I have in the restaurants I've been to and creativity that I've been exposed to, we basically try to represent each, whether it be vegetable or protein, in a way that it best suits it. And it's something that's not supposed to be a 3-hour dining experience.
Sure.
Like when you go to have a 20-course tasting menu, we just want people to have that quality of experience in a shorter period of time and in just a more relaxed environment.
Yeah, and there are lots of different experiences you can have at the Commons Club. Intimate dinner for two, a little party for a group. Hey, you want to sit at the bar, eat alone, you can do it all, right?
Absolutely. We do banquets and catering as well. We got a rooftop bar with amazing cocktails and some food there as well. And it's a great scene.
Breakfast. There's nothing like a full English. I had it this morning. And you put a little twist in your full English. Talk us through the dish.
Sure. So I had the pleasure of somebody that actually was from London to kind of help me build this dish, but it's brioche. We kind of do egg in a hole. Inside of the hole, you have your baked beans that's kind of been dressed up a little bit. Mm-hmm. We put a 64-degree egg on top of it, and then we kind of do the accoutrement, which is your sautéed mushrooms, your tomato, which we oven dry rather than just kind of putting raw slices on there, sausage and bacon.
It was a banging breakfast. All the bees, bread, bangers, bacon, beautiful thing. Brings us to the dish that we put together right here. Listen, when I first came here, I looked at the menu, and I never want to assume that fish and chips is going to be on every menu at any restaurant that's got a connection to Britain, but I would hope that it is. But your fish and chips has got a bit of a twist. Talk us through it.
Sure. So this is not your traditional fish and chips. What we've done here is taken an Ora King salmon, sustainable. We've kind of made a crudo out of it. We season it with some orange vinaigrette, kumquat, you got some pickled radish, pickled apples, coriander, and watermelon radish. That's kind of like a crudo, right? So we take the skin of the dish, skin of the fish, we dehydrate it and puff it into chips. We season it with malt vinegar powder as, another piece of homage to the traditional fish and chips. And you use your chips to dip into your fish.
Well, it'd be naughty to sit here, chef, and not have a little bite together. So I'm going to literally grab my little cracker here and see if I can get this to stay on top. Oh my gosh. So I think I got it. Here we go. Folks, the fish and chips.
Crispy chips.
I had it for lunch yesterday. I loved it so much. I had it for dinner last night as well. Let's take a little bite together. Here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate. Oh my word. This may be my new favorite way to enjoy fish and chips. I mean, seriously good. Love the layers of flavor. Love the crunch. You got it all going on here. And it tastes fresh, and it's not wrapped in newspaper.
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to do something a little different, stay fun, kind of stick to the virgin, cheeky kind of vibe.
Yeah. It's fun, it's tasty, it's cheeky. Chef, it's Pride Month. For our LGBTQ community in San Francisco, there's no better place to be, and you guys are going all out, but especially so at the bar, a great bar program downstairs, and you've got a pretty cool cocktail on the menu for Pride.
Yeah, it's called God Save the Queens. Our head bartender kind of put that together. It's delicious.
So not just God Save Queen Elizabeth, but all the queens should
all
be saved.
Queens. Yeah, all the queens, yeah.
Adrian, chef, what a great journey you've had and continue to have. Let you have the final word for those who've not been here, the Virgin Hotel, Commons Club, the rooftop. Why should they come and visit?
We're basically trying to support sustainable living. Virgin's an amazing company. We really want to take care of our employees, and you take care of your employees, they take care of you.
Yeah.
And the food, hopefully, is something that will be to remember.
Sure. Well, we've created some memories right here. Actually, last question I've got to ask you. So Richard Branson was here for the big opening party a couple of weeks ago. Did you get a moment with Sir Richard?
I did. I met him a couple times. He got together with the team, have some inspiring words with everybody. He's an amazing person.
Yeah. Well said. You just got your 10-cent pay rise. Chef Adrian Garcia.
Thank you so
much. Great to see you, my friend.
Folks,
do yourself a favor. Hey, come for breakfast, stay for lunch, stay on for dinner and cocktails after. It's all going down here at the Virgin Hotel in San Francisco, on 4th Street between
Howard and Folsom.
We're going to share the recipe with you as well. Fish and chips like none other. The info at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.